Four Courts, 1922, by Darren Donahue. Grainy images flicker as though projected through the dull prism of memory. A small squad of Free State soldiers shell the forecourts. The artillery merely bruises the stone walls, all part of a ruse to give the rebels a fright. To one side, the general public are roped off, men in peaked caps, women in shawls, scarecrow children. They watch the flash and glow, their mild interest heightening the absurdity, exposing an invisible gulf between them. I imagine the crowd drifting home for their tea, lighting the fire, vaguely aware of the shelling. At bedtime, the children ask, "Why are they fighting?" Their parents sigh and say, "One must oppress, the other must rebel. This is the lesson they were taught. That is the only language they know." A single gunshot like the start of a race, and the killing begins in earnest. I see Kevin O'Higgins standing in a sober room, condemning his friend and best man, Rory O'Connor, to death. In a breathless whisper, O'Higgins asks, "Is there nothing can be done?" Men standing in clouds of cigarette smoke or filling the shadows of doorways sigh and say, "Nothing to be done." And the soldiers shoot their brothers. Four Courts, 1922, by Darren Donahue.